Many dog breeders in Missouri are primarily farmers who took breeding up as a side business or who transitioned to doing it full-time because it proved more lucrative. In November 2010, Missouri voters narrowly approved the Puppy Mill Cruelty Prevention Act, more commonly known at the time as Proposition B. 5 months later, Republican lawmakers and Democratic Governor Jay Nixon agreed on a bill that dropped the phrase puppy mills and undid most of the new rules, including a 50-dog per breeder limit. That led to a broader push by GOP leaders and various ag interests to install the right to farm and ranch within the Missouri Constitution. And they voiced concerns that animal rights and environmental groups might go to court to try and limit the number of farm animals a person could own. Veterinarian Dr. Alan Wessler is vice president of Missouri Farmers Care, an alliance of several agricultural interests that's backing the right to farm amendment.
And a lot of our producers, whether they're Farm Bureau or cattlemen, pork producers, corn, are such size that they can't handle lawsuits that take a lot of money. Farming Rights Amendment will help prevent that.
Constitutional Amendment 1 states in part that the right to farm and ranch cannot be infringed upon and shall be forever guaranteed. It was originally sponsored by GOP House member Bill Ribolt of Neosho.
It gives Missouri farm families the constitutional guarantee that they'll be able to continue what they've always done, and that is to humanely raise their livestock and to farm without the interference of out-of-state groups.
But not everyone sees it that way. Opponents of the ballot initiative say it's a smokescreen designed to benefit large corporations that engage in large-scale farming and animal-producing operations. Carolyn Amperon of the Sierra Club's Missouri chapter says the ballot measure could give agribusinesses the right to challenge state and local pollution laws in court.
Missouri has had clean water laws for over 40 years, and other anti-pollution laws as well. And farming in Missouri has continued to grow and prosper. So let's not let agribusiness or puppy mill owners control our state.
Also, Democrat and former state senator Wes Schumacher says the right to farm amendment would primarily benefit one corporation, Smithfield, a pork producer formerly based in Virginia that's now owned by Hong Kong-based WH Group Limited.
Do we want family farmers and our consumers in control of our food source, or do we want to rely on communist foreign corporations to be controlling our food supply who answer to a communist government, or do we want family farmers? You're going to vote no if you want family farmers.
Schumacher says Smithfield's parent company already owns 27% of the pork produced in the U.S. and that they have plans to build more concentrated animal feeding operations in Missouri. Both Amperon and Schumacher contend that passing the right to farm amendment would trigger a flood of lawsuits from corporations seeking to overturn local ordinances that could interfere with their business plans. Aaron Morrow Hawley teaches both agricultural and environmental law at the University of Missouri School of Law. She says it would be up to the courts to determine the scope of the amendment if it's passed.
Some of the local zoning laws might be subject to challenge under the constitutional amendment. But I don't see a floodgates argument in that you would have courts construing those.
Missouri voters will decide the fate of the right to farm amendment, along with four other ballot measures, during the August 5th party primary election. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.